Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, the out of the blue blow up, or a secret for relationship repair. Well, folks, if you're walking and breathing and talk to other people occasionally, you know there are different degrees of arguments. At the low end, we have, I'm tired and cranky, and because you're doing something that I've already told you irritates me, I act a little snippy. But 10 minutes later, I realize I'm being a noodlehead and say I'm sorry, and all is well between us again. Now, at the other end, you've no doubt once or twice, suddenly found yourself with someone you care about very much indeed in an shall we say, spirited discussion, like totally out of the blue. Like, where did that come from? Wet flounder across the schnoz out of the blue? Now, of course, psychologists who work with couples and partners and study their complex interplay in granular dynamic detail have sketched in the universal laws of coupledom and disagreement, aka the big blow-up whys and hows. So why does this happen? Well, our erudite scientific answer is, it's a complex interaction of multiple interrelated factors, which means in everyday language, who knows? But before we go one word further, we need to know how to diagnose this particular kind of argument in which both participants are at our absolute worst. And here are two key distinguishing features that say, alert, alert, big blow up ahead, take evasive action. The first clue, we know the problem is always, always, always completely the other person's fault. And we can say that with 100%, no 1,000% certainty, always. The second clue, we have zero curiosity as to our part in the problem. So, what to do if, or rather when, we find ourselves in big blow-up city? Well, if for some reason you want to try making up with that total nincompoop, you might consider this, not talking about the relationship problem. That's right, not talking about the problem. Certainly not talking about the other person's problem. Why? Because when we are truly blindsided by this unexpected emergence of our own unconscious dark side, even though it goes without saying that we don't have one, only the other nincompoop does, explanations from our own mutually in it up to our eyeball psyche will be totally one-sided and reinforce for the other person that we are totally unaware of our contribution to the problem and that instead we are completely blaming them. Yes, because we are. So then, if talking like that is out, what to do? Wait. That's right. Chill. Different than the silent treatment. Just take some mutual chill out, get back to our civil selves, and when the flames coming out of our ears are gone, check if the same is true for our opponent. Partner. And then remember something you both like to do and extend a generous invitation. And if they agree, do it, hoping and acting for the best. I find it works. Let me know what you find out if you're curious enough to try it. I'm Dr. Rich, Relationship Repairman O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.